Hello everyone, my name is Hadia Altashi. I am a graduate student in the International Commerce and Policy program. I am a straight A student. Thank you very much. A lot of hard work. I am a member of the President Student Advisory Group, and I'm currently working part-time on campus for a center that is working with Virginian-based small businesses and helping them expand into international markets while generating jobs in Virginia. And I'm from Yemen. I want to thank George Mason University for putting all of this together. I love that Dr. Cabrera and all of the passionate staff here are always looking out for their students, particularly the most vulnerable ones. At this institution, I have the privilege of meeting exceptional people from all walks of life. Its diverse and international student body is what adds so much value to the learning experience here. I built great friendships with students from Morocco, from Tajikistan, from Zimbabwe, from different nationalities, including the seven banned countries, and each of them added and enriched my own perspective on global issues. Last week, I was here in this very room with many of the students. We nervously listened to an immigration attorney brief us on our fate under a Muslim ban. Each of us had legitimate concerns about the ramifications of such intolerant ban. This ban will not affect us all in the same way and the same degree, but in one way or the other, it is threatening our freedom of movement and our ability to connect with our loved ones overseas while pursuing our dreams here. Now, being a Yemeni was already difficult as it is without introducing any discriminatory bans. After 2 months after I started my program in 2015, a war erupted. Because of the war, I have family members currently living in Yemen under bleak circumstances, a shortage of water, food, medicine, you name it. You know, wars are indeed humiliating. And they deprive people from their basic rights to life. I have family members who have been displaced, and a few who are not very lucky to escape the shelling that hit their home while they were asleep in the middle of the night. There isn't a single Yemeni that is not affected by this war, by the humanitarian crisis of this war, and families are scattered, seeking refuge wherever they can find it in the handful of countries that welcome them. So you can only imagine how much more challenging it became for Yemenis to obtain entry visas into the United States after the war. Senator Kane, policies are more than just words on paper. You're talking about people's lives. These policies are hurting people like me, people who have been living in the United States for many years. Who have been, obeying all U.S. laws and regulations, paying taxes, and contributing to, our American society in our own little ways. If a Yemeni parent is sick overseas, I don't think it is fair to put, his children in a position where they have to, their children in a position where they have to choose between visiting them and caring for them, or losing everything they have established here. Even worse, not being able to say goodbye to them because they're banned from re-entering into the United States. My biggest fear is that this is going to escalate, and this is going to generate crueler immigration policies affecting Yemenis already in the United States under the temporary protected status, which grants some Yemenis in the U.S. Work permits as a form of relief. Now, this is a status that I'm currently benefiting from, Without this work permit, I wouldn't be able to complete my program due to financial reasons. I worry about crueler immigration policies that affect Yemenis in the United States seeking asylum in fear of prosecution in Yemen. And finally, I am afraid of the crueler implications of all of this on those who are qualified to apply for green cards in the U.S., hoping to finally find peace and a new home in America. Thank you.